Blog Talk Radio. year.
That was a cartel of them from Beverly Crawford. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the glorious Gospel
Bible.
Medicine Dean. We got the bishop in the house.
Sure enough.
Look, the bishop, the pastor emeritus, the right reverend. What's going on?
That's right. Oh, man, let me tell you something. I'm just happy, man. The Lord is merciful. He's merciful.
Yeah. And we got Bishop and Prophetess McCray in the house. What's going on?
Oh, hello. Praise God, everybody.
Praise God.
I tell you, it's kind of hot down here in Florida, but God will see us through. Golfers are not out today, but they're still on the beach. Still going on in Jesus' name.
That's right. But last but not least, the sick and shut in, Globy Pope. What's going on, Globy?
How's everybody doing this beautiful day?
It's all good.
I tell y'all, I can't talk too much because I had too much fun at my family reunion. I'm so sorry.
Praise God.
My throat said, see you later. It's been real. I had a good time, but I got to go. But it's all right because we in the house.
Sound like
do what? Praise the Lord.
That's right.
Hey, we got a special guest coming on today, though. We got gospel recording artist Ramona J. Sanders going to be in the house. So I want y'all to keep it up. I tell you, I want all the listeners to be listening in, tuning in, because it's going to be a great show. But we're going to have prayer right now, so y'all go and handle your business. All right.
Thank God.
Well, Prophetess McCray, won't you take us on in to the throne of grace?
Praise God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you this evening for being in your presence, Lord. We ask that you bless everyone's ears that hear the sound of our voice today. Lord, bless in a mighty special way, Lord. We love you. We praise you, Lord. Bless the chef and sick end. And, Lord, we just thank you. Thank you. These prayers we ask in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord on my soul. I tell you, when you start getting around a lot of people and you start talking and you start reminiscing, I tell you, it just be so good. I say, sometimes it could be good. Now, sometimes them family reunions could get a little rough, but this one was really good. And I just love the way they doing.
When it start getting like that, you just get you 2-3 to go plates and leave.
Yeah. Well, you know, not see, 2-3, I know 2-3. See, that's what you would do because you're greedy. That's why.
See, you know, at least I bring some, you know. Now, y'all know you always got them family members that, you know, they got a bunch of children and all that, and they bring them all over there and don't so much even bring a gallon of water.
Oh, yeah. And then you had those that didn't bring nothing. They paid their little fee, you know, for the family reunion. But then they complained about every little thing. Mm. Oh Lord, what kind of silverware is this? I ain't got no lines on it. What kind of napkins is these? They ain't got no decoration. All the money I done paid for. Oh yeah.
Then you have those that come sometime and say, "We're only having just hot dogs," and it cost me $50 to come.
You got that right. And then you got the ones that just bring tin foil. All they bring is tin foil.
They take their food back home.
That's right.
We got Bishop Philip gonna be bringing us a little Black History today. Before we bring on our new guest, I tell you. Bishop, I know you already. You stay ready, so I know you're ready.
Oh, I stay ready. I stay on go. All right, listen. This is Black History Today. We're going to talk about the history of racism against Black people, because in today's problems, all the issues we have in today, we need to know how we got here. Okay. Now, how we got here to this present time is like this: and all European white people are not prejudiced and bigoted. Let me say that first, okay? But the majority, when they started this back in the 14th century in England, even before that, most Europeans were educated in Africa. The first European powers were educated in Africa. Those were the Greeks. They were educated in Egypt and in Timbuktu. And when you read the writings of Herodias, he told them that the ancient people, even of Egypt, of that high civilization, were black people. Now, what happened was, as they began to go to Africa, they began to see the riches of Africa. And then things change when you have a certain group that decide they want to take over and have the wealth of Africa, and then they got the gun. Now, when they got the gun, they start going to places like Kilawa and other places in Africa, into Mali. They begin to take over. So they begin to have these false teachings and vilifying black people as ignorant, dumb, and negative. Now, that comes all the way down to 1619. When we get to America, they did the same thing. Some of the same people that were that was fighting to get free from England between 1619 and 1976, they applied those negative connotations to black people. You had men like Samuel Baker and Friedrich Hegel that said black people did not have the noble character of a dog, and they also taught that most black people were thieving people. We were all cannibals, and they taught all these negative connotations. Now, then you come all the way down from 1619 to 1924. All of this is capitalized in a book by George Hunter civil biology book, where they started teaching in that book that Europeans were the highest race. Okay? Now, all of this had impacted on the minds of many European people talking about the races, because this concept didn't exist. This concept was also glorified in Darwin's theory of evolution. And that's when they came up with the savage races. If you remember when you were a little kid, you always saw the cowboys and the Indians, and they always called the Indians savages because they did not accept other people's cultures. And they taught that the highest level of civilized man were only the Caucasians. Now, they put all the negative connotations on black people. And in these books, they said that black people are Aborigines, Africans, the people in other places, the South Pacific, we were all closer to apes. That was in your 1924 textbook, taught from 1924 to 1966. Now, just think about all these years of teaching that black people are ignorant, dumb, and like apes and like animals impacted the minds of those people from the elementary to the college level. So when we talk about what's going on today and in black history and how to fix this, we've got to look at what was being taught. So we have to re-educate people, because this was not what was stopped being taught in school in 1966, 67, but it was taught around the dinner tables at home. Because all of this time from 1619 all the way to 1966, they taught these negative things that their forefathers knew, many of them, that was wrong from the 11th, 12th, and 13th century, from them visiting into Africa and doing trades in Africa. Now, what we call this bigotry, because we got all these movements, and the famous one is Black Lives Matter, because they taught our lives weren't anything. They killed all of the Aborigines people. There's one group of tribes, they don't even exist anymore because they killed them out. Excuse me. And they did the same thing. King Leopold did the same thing in Africa to the black people in the Congo. So when we talk about these problems in black history and trying to understand why things are happening the way they are, we got to go back and look at what was being taught. This sickness was being taught to people for over 200 years. Generation after generation after generation, and somehow we think that it got fixed in the last 50, but it didn't. So now, when we look at black history and we look at why we're being treated the way we are, we have a more understanding of how it was done, because a lot of these negative connotations were capitalized in evolution. This is why many people argue about prayer in school, because how they had prayer in school, but they were teaching evolution ever since 1924. Most people don't know that. ever since 1924. Mm-hmm. They was teaching evolution in school about the races and Caucasians being the highest race and black people being closer to apes and animals. So therefore, they treated us like that. Now you have the understanding, well, simple, basic understanding of why we have so many of these problems, because the negative connotations are objective and subjective that was placed upon us, and now we're seeing the manifestations of that. Things have gotten better. And let me say once again,
all right,
Europeans did not believe this. Not all of them. There was a great majority of them that believed this, and most of them believe it today.
All right.
And that's your history.
Oh, we got to break it. We got to break it up. That is that's what we call black history for today, because we got our special guest on today.
Great.
So he'll get it rolling. Y'all know we're going to have to, you know, we get him rolling. You know, you have to break him down, because he can go on to next year this time on black history.
All right. Well,
Philip Dukes, Reverend, Elder, and all those names.
Doctors. Mr. Conkfrider, only about Mr. Conkfrider.
Chief Apostle. Chief Apostle.
All right. Well, y'all know my voice is on the low, but we're going to bring up our new special guest, gospel recording artist Ramona J. Sanders, and we're going to leave it to Minister D to run his mouth. Go ahead and handle your business.
All right. Miss Ramona J. Sanders is a fourth born to a woman of great faith, a trailblazer who's her greatest inspiration. She's anointed and appointed to bring the inspiration to those with questions hidden in their hearts, asking, can anybody hear me? She's an anointed gospel singer, speaker, author, mentor, playwright. Oh, she do it all. Metal throwing, construction worker, artist, painter. Do it all.
All right.
She has appeared on the stage with some of the most accomplished artists in the gospel music industry. Shirley Caesar, John P. Key, Williams Brothers, Funk Sisters, Commission, Yolanda Adams, Kim Barea, Douglas Miller. Look, she don't appear with gospel. That's gospel royalty right now. So,
yeah.
But she's now introducing her first solo CD project, Beginning With Me, which holds tremendous promise to bless you. Her melodic gospel sound will cause you to stop and listen as she ministers restoration through song to you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Miss Ramona J. Sanders.
Hello.
How you
welcome, Ramona. I'm doing good. How are you all?
We are blessed. We are so thankful that you were able to join us. I tell you, I'm a little, you know, you got my text message, so we
right,
Minister D going to handle your business for me. I tell you,
okay.
We're glad to have you on the air. We got a lot of listeners listening in, so we want to hear just who Ramona J. Sanders is, and we gave them a little rundown, so we're going to leave the rest up to you.
Okay.
Well, my question is, what do you not do?
Well, I do some of everything. Anything to reach people, that's me.
Well,
choir director.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
I said choir director, youth director, young people ministry, everything. Look, just a willing vessel, that's all.
Right. I was raised this way, so I can't go left. I have to keep going right.
There you go. And we see that you was a daughter of an evangelist. And sometimes, when you preach as kids or evangelist children, and always raised up in the church, it's going to be in you. It's going to be always in you. And regardless if you go astray, it's coming. You're coming back to it. And you chose the right road at an early age. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, Beginning With Me came out 2012, in June, my complete project. But before that, I had a EP to come out October 2011, and that was called Lost Without You.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, went from there, and now I introduce to the world, beginning with me.
Beginning with me. See, that's the name of the whole entitled CD, or is that of one particular song called Beginning With Me?
Oh, actually, it's the name of the CD and a song on the album itself.
Oh, okay. I wasn't able to get a chance to hear that one because I didn't have that one in my listing. But I do have Lost Without You. We're going to run it, and we're going to let the listeners listen in and let us know just how we love Ramona Sanders right here, Lost Without You. In the house on Glorious Gospel Vibes.
How do I pick up the pace? How do I stay in the race? How do I? I'm just like a ship without a sail. All the time I've lost, all the time I've missed, all the time I took for granted. Yeah. What went wrong? Wondering where to go. Wondering how to pick up my pace. Because I'm lost without you. I'm just like a ship without one sail.
Today.
What you say, Mr. D? See, Sister Peppercorn not here today, so don't show out. Don't show out today. So we'll go digital up on you. Hey, listeners, I'm so glad y'all could tune in. I tell you, we on Glorious Gospel Vibes with Ramona J. Sanders, and she has another hit out called All I Need. Tell me a little bit about that song. You wrote it?
Yes, I did. I wrote basically all the songs on the CD. When I wrote this song, I was writing it actually to the Lord because he's all that I need. Everything that I need is in Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes we don't understand some things and, you know, we look to other people, you know, for help and everything. But if we put our trust and faith and confidence and everything in Christ Jesus, he's all that
Lord.
I need.
All that I need. Y'all check this out. All I need, Ramona Sanders. Let's do this.
I come to thee with open arms as I bow down before your throne. I need you, Lord, I need you now. I come to thee, O Lamb of God. I lift my hands to thee. I lift my voice to sing your praises.
Jesus, yes. Yes, yes, yes. All I need. All
oh, yeah,
I need.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Ramona Sanders. Okay, y'all. I'm telling y'all, we got one more. We got to run it. I love the Lord. Ramona Sanders in the house. Y'all check it out, and we're going to come right back here with Ramona Sanders to close out and ask her how we go purchase this beautiful CD.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we hope. Ramona J. Sanders in the house. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like that. I like
got,
that. Yeah.
You know, Ramona, you got that. You got that Mahalia Jackson kind of sound.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
On off.
Wow. Thank you.
Oh yeah, that's that. That's what that was right there. I tell you,
she was.
We have a couple of people that's on the broadcast that is calling in regards to this broadcast with our special guest Ramona Sanders. And you have any questions for Miss Ramona Sanders? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
How are you doing? I don't know if they can hear me.
Ooh.
Hello, you're on the air. How are you doing today? You're on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Do you have any questions for Ramona Sanders?
Do they have it on mute?
No.
Hello.
There she go. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're fine. We're blessed. Did you have any questions that you wanted to ask or any comments for Ramona Sanders?
I'm just calling in. My name's Kamisha. I'm her oldest daughter.
That's my daughter. Yeah.
The oh, support. Wonderful. Okay.
She did all the background on the CD. Most of the background, she did all the background for me on the CD.
Oh, really?
Shout out to Kamisha Sanders.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So, when your project is coming out?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
So when your project coming out?
Oh, well, she actually has a song on the CD.
Yeah.
She has a song on the CD called You Are.
See, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
Beautiful. I'm enjoying
it. See, it's good when family can work together because, like, me and my son works together. He writes my music. So I understand what it is. It's really precious when you have family members that will join in and praise God with you through song. It's awesome. It's an awesome thing. And I know you enjoy working with your mother. Am I right?
Yes. Yes.
I can tell. I'm telling because
it was a joy working with her.
Yeah, I can tell that, you know, there's an inner love in the lyrics that you have written far as our Savior Jesus Christ, and I tell you, you are very anointed. So you keep doing what you're doing because I'm telling you, you reach a lot of people. You have been reaching a lot of people from what I'm looking and seeing.
And
so
when I write, that's what I do. I write to reach. I don't just want to write a song. I want to write a song to reach somebody.
Amen. Bishop Philip Deuce, you have anything you would like to ask, say to our guest?
I love
he down in Florida, so he you know that ocean has kind of got him a little too.
Kamisha Garn, thank you, Kamisha.
That last song, I'm a real big fan of blues, and I like that feel too. I didn't like that, and you can squall too. Yeah.
We could barely hear you, Bishop, but I don't know if it's the we could barely hear you.
Is that better? Hello?
No, we can't hear
you.
Anyway, this is Glorious Gospel Vibes right here. Do you have any questions or comments for our special guest, Ramona Sanders? Hello.
This is Bishop McCray. You hear me? Do you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, okay. I was having a little also with a little breaking up, but do you hear me now? Okay.
We hear you fine.
Okay, Sister Sanders. About how long were you working on your project here?
Well, excuse me. It took some time because I had to find somebody that would work with me. You know, I had promises that wasn't kept, and you know, trying to find somebody to get my stuff out. And I have to give a shout out to Levi Bennett, Mr. Be Live Music himself, because when I asked him, you know, to help me, he told me he had me. And you know, I I looked at him and said, yeah, right, because, you know, I have so many broken promises. And
right.
he told me, yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And lo and behold, he kept his word. And mm-hmm. now we have, beginning with me, he's an awesome, awesome, awesome producer. It took, I want to say, from the time my whole project came out in June 2012, about a good year and a half with with him. But before then, I had wrote, you know, a couple of the songs and, you know, like I said, had people to say, okay, I'll help you, but that was void. But yeah,
well,
I thank God for Levi Bennett, Mr. Be Live Music.
Praise All right, God. That's awesome. That's God. Good. That's good. Well, Ramona, could you tell our listeners where they can purchase your CD on online, or,
sure.
or how will they be able to do that?
Well, anywhere, you know, on social media, where, you know, they download music, I am there. CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, Google, anywhere you can download music, I'm basically there.
All right. All right. Well, that's a winner, y'all. Okay, listeners, go ahead and handle your business.
Right,
you know what we do.
Right. Go right there and download the music, and you will be blessed. I'm not just saying it because it's my music, but it has a message for everybody.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Mr. D?
Well, as I always say, if you want to support your artist, purchase your own copy.
Right.
Your own copy.
Right, right.
There you go.
Right, yeah.
And like we always say, no Pookie and Shaquita download. Just go on purchase it. Go to the go online. We appreciate that. We really do. We really do.
Yeah.
Ramona, we are so grateful that you were able to come on Glorious Gospel Vibes, and we hope to see you back here. We continue to play your music. You're in our rotation list, and we thank you so much for coming on our broadcast. And
you
have
you
a blessed
so
and wonderful week, and thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You have sure blessed us. Bless our soul. Praise God.
Well, okay. I tell you, he keeps on blessing us continuously with good music from different independent gospel recording artists, I tell you, and he keeps on blessing us regardless of what we do. Beverly Crawford in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes.
Yeah.
exactly. All right, y'all. You know what time it is. It's Inspiration Corner time right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We got to keep it rolling, keep it rolling. Come on with it, Inspiration Crew. We got you, we got you, we got you.
Praise God, praise God. Praise Him. He is worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
This is Bishop Herbert McCray, and I pray to God that I say something today that will be uplifting and that will see you on through. Praise God. I'm talking today about prayed up. The Word of God tells us that man should always pray, always pray. Pray without ceasing, because man will cease from praying. And we got to stay prayed up. Prayer is a communication with God. It is simply communicating with God. And we need to know and stay prayed up. Now, when I hear the word prayed up, the Holy Ghost brought a parable to me as to say when I was in the service, we used to keep our truck filled up with gas. And it didn't matter where we went at or how long we was gone. When we came in that evening, the next day, before those trucks left the field, the guys would have to fill it up with gas. I don't care how much you drove the truck or how far you had to go. You had to fill up that truck before it left the field. I don't care if it took 2 gallons of gas, the gas tank said half full, you just fill it up before it left the yard. Because you never know what you're going to run through. You never know what you're going to come against. So the truck had to be filled up. So what I'm saying is, through the word saying, man should always pray. And pray without ceasing. Man should stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. You never know what you're going to run to. Don't just wait until a problem comes. And then you say, it's time to pray. You should stay prayed up. Stay with this communication of God. Stay prayed up, because you never know what the day is going to bring. But once it comes, you are prayed up. Someone might ask the question, well, what is enough to say I am prayed up? How much prayer should I do to be filled up, to stay or consider myself as prayed up? You know, the Bible speaks of a praying man. And it gives us an example as to say,
I can't tell you how much you should pray. But the Bible do has an example with Daniel. You see, Daniel was in a situation whereas he was doing okay. He was the leader there when in captivity. But we find out, even though when things was kind of going good for Daniel, Daniel prayed 3 times a day. He prayed in the morning, prayed in the evening, and he prayed at night. Psalms 55:17 say, pray in the evening, morning, and in noon. Will I cry out or will I pray to God? You see, Daniel, when he first opened his eyes, he prayed to God. And in the noon days, he found a relief to go and pray to God. And before that night was over with, or that day was over with, or he went to sleep, Daniel opened the windows toward the east and prayed. Pray to God. You know, what I'm saying is, then came trouble. Glory, hallelujah. And the people got together and they decided that they want to take Daniel down. But Daniel had prayed before this trouble came. And when the trouble came, they said, we're going to stop Daniel from praying. And the soothsayers, the wizards, and the chanters all got together and tried and brought a decree to stop Daniel from praying. But the next morning, when Daniel rose up early in the morning, he opened the window and he prayed to God. And in the noonday, he prayed to God. And at nighttime, he kept on praying to God. And then when the trouble came to stop him from praying, he wouldn't stop. And then they had him thrown into the lion's den. And the king said, the God whom you serve continually, will he be able to deliver you? And when it came through the prayers of Daniel with the communication of God, God saw him through. He shut the lion's mouth and the Lord delivered him. He will do the same thing for you. Keep praying and stay prayed up and God will see you through. Pray my strength in the Lord.
I lift my hand. Somebody lift them. Somebody say it so the devil knows. Praise is who I am.
Praise is who I am.
I will praise the Lord.
Oh, yes, you've been listening to Glorious Gospel Vibes. Praise is what we do. And we thank all of our guests for being on our broadcast right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Minister D is in the house. Let me hear you.
Yeah. Well, you know, y'all, this will continue to pray for our country. We're praying for the three officers that were killed today. We can't see you. So, we still got a lot going on and we're ready to go.
All right. Well, y'all say good night. We'll see you back here next week. Same time, same place right here. We love you. Bishop Philip Duke.
God.
Bishop Herbert Knockers McCray, Inspiration Corner Crew.
God.
Have a
love
blessing.
You. Thank God.